Episode 2462, Better Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It is the middle of the week. It's Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to feel good today because we're going to talk about better health. How to get you to where you need to be so you can go out and impact the world that you touch. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, there's a time for health and a time for sickness. Don't give your wealth away. Better health starts right where you are today. You know, I was out running errands earlier this week, and I was in search of some specific wipes found in the pharmacy area. The first store, no wipes. The second store, no wipes. The third store, no wipes. And I got to tell you, by the time I was headed out to the third store, which was primarily a drugstore, I realized that the wipes were not even going to be found, but I went anyway. And yes, if you're thinking about Amazon, they were triple the price. They were there, but triple the price. Thank you, pandemic. Do you ever feel like that's what's happening? Is you go for what you need, only to find that they don't have it. Well, you see, better health has nothing to do with wipes, does it? And you're like, but how does this have to do with wipes? Well, it does, because what I saw while I was looking for the wipes is that there's all this pharmaceutical stuff, and it was just completely out of stock. Stuff that you're like, well, we used to have it. Now you could claim pandemic, you could claim shipping containers, right? Whatever excuse you want to lay. And the lines for the pharmacy were longer than the checkout lines at the actual store. How backward is that? Here the drugs for symptoms and illnesses are out of stock, but there's fruit and vegetables in plenty. I mean, think about that. Wrap your head around it. Because we're talking better health here. Seems a little backward to me that the shelving area for over-the-counter drugs is all out. But you got apples and celery and broccoli and lettuce. You got potatoes of all sorts and sizes, radishes, cucumbers, squash. It was a plentiful, beautiful rainbow of colors. Yet the rainbow of colors in the pharmacy, well, you couldn't see the rainbow because they were all sold out. So today I thought it would be a good reminder for us to talk about better health. How are you choosing to live? Are you seeking out better health, or are you choosing to live only a half life? Now I know that might be a little harsh, but if you and I want to change the world, we have got to be healthy in order to do that. Our health is our wealth. So what is pointing you to better health? That is your KISS, my friend. The Keep It Simple strategy, focus on better health. We seem to glorify weight loss. Does anybody ever come up to you, if you're not losing weight, by the way, and say, oh my gosh, you are doing great on your health. You look beautiful. No, you don't hear anything unless if you gain 30, 40, 50 pounds. So when you lose it, people are like, oh, what are you doing different? Something's changed. Are you losing weight? And they think they're being inspirational, motivational. And you're like, really? What happened to noticing me a year or two ago when I was really looking good? And when I started gaining weight, I really was having issues. I want us to get to the real problem in life. I don't want us to dance around things. That doesn't change anything in life. You got to get real. You got to get raw. You got to pull the curtain back, peel the onion, whatever you want to say to stop glorifying weight loss. We got to get out of that. health is not about weight loss. I mean, it's like that's the only way we live, chasing what you wish you had for the choices you made yesterday. That's not what we're after here. What would happen if you gave yourself permission to eat what your body needs, to move as your body requires, and to sleep as your body insists? That means I need to go to bed right now, by the way. I'm already up way too late. I'm still working on sleep. I don't do it well. And then my body has a few other issues and a few other quirks. But guess what? I keep trying. I keep going to bat thinking one of these days, I'm going to hit a home run. I'm going to nail it. I'm coming close, but I'm not quite there yet. But you see, I'm not willing to give up my health. I want better health. And so I want to really encourage you today. What are you doing for yourself when it comes to your health, when it comes to your well-being overall? Are you taking care of yourself mentally? Are you really allowing yourself that time, that space? Maybe you need to bring in a babysitter, even if you stay in your own house. But maybe you just need a break from the kids for an hour or two. You don't have to worry about them because you have another set of eyes on them. And you can go take a hot bath. You can go read somewhere. You can go clean your linen closet. You can go cook if that's what makes you happy. Whatever it is that will give you that downtime that says, you know what, you matter. Maybe you just need to have somebody come in so you can take a nap. What is it for you? Because really, when it comes to the trifecta of better health, it's nourishment, movement, and sleep. And there's a lot that falls into all of that. But we have got to begin to look at how we're fueling our body. How much are you shopping the grocery store on the perimeter? Are you going for the inside? I know. There are times I go to the store and I look at my cart and I'm like, box, 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 box. What happened to just fresh fruit? What just happened to fresh vegetables? Nope, box, 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 box. Convenience, 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 convenience. Is that really always what we need? Or could we prepare a little bit differently? Come on, be honest. I think we could prepare a little bit differently. Now, yes, I get we need to have a few grab and goes. I totally understand it. Come on, you're talking to a mom of five and to a woman who has a husband whose schedule she cannot control. And so with that, flexibility is my middle name. But I can also insert preparation. So what is your excuse around nourishment? Seriously. What do you need to do to have better health when it comes to your nourishment? The fuel for your body. You need to buy things differently. Maybe you just need to go and clean out your refrigerator. You know, I did that last weekend. Actually, I think it was last Friday. I don't know what came over me. All of a sudden, I was taking out one container, two containers, three containers. Next thing you know, I have a whole shelf cleared. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? And I thought, I'm cleaning out the refrigerator. I hadn't done it. And in all honesty, I don't think I'd done it in a year. Seriously. Now, if we've had spills, I wiped that up. But really cleaned it out as in clearing off the shelves and wiping it all down. I love this cleaner I use. It's safe. I don't have to worry about my food. So I wipe it all down. Oh my gosh. I open the refrigerator and it's like, oh, it just sings to me. It's beautiful. Now, for a person who loves food, maybe that's not such a good idea that my inside of my refrigerator looks beautiful because I may want to enter it too often. But what about what I put in it? You see, I made room. I got rid of the junk and made room for the bright rainbow of God's goodness and not the boxes that are on the other end. Have you ever noticed how funny that is? If you go to Target, you kind of got an L shape. They've got kind of the pharmacy right there and off to the side. Even if it's a Super Walmart, they've got, you know, the pharmacy kind of right there also. And it's either an L shape or kind of like an I or it's just kind of cattywampus. I'm like, why are they like kind of right there? And Walmart, they have it on the opposite sides of the store. What rainbow do you want to be shopping from? Which side of the store do you want to be on? Do you want to be standing in the pharmacy line for the rest of your life? Or do you want to be standing in the health line? Now, I get it. We have medicines, and I'm not against medicines. And some of us actually need them for survival. Praise the Lord. I am thrilled that we have minds that can develop that and that we have the capacity to be able to deliver that to help people. But a lot of that stuff that I saw that was empty shelf area had nothing to do with survival. It had to do with symptoms of things because of our bad choices. And that's what really gets under my skin. Because you're created for more. And if you're not taking care of the vessel that God gave you, meaning your body, you can't do what you were created for. And I know it's hard. I have to remind myself every day. Because, you know, I honestly don't have it easy. I'm not here to complain, but I'm being real with you. But I still don't want to be in that pharmaceutical line waiting there for my prescription. Unless if it's going to save my life, that's a different episode. I would rather be shopping with the other rainbow on the other side of what God made. What is it for you? Do you want the symptoms or do you want the shiny goodness? What are you going for? Nourishment. Number two, movement. Are you moving enough? Come on, we sit more than we move. And I don't know about you, but I am not getting any younger and it takes me longer to get up. Now, some of it is because of things I've done in the past. You probably know if you played sports in high school, college, your joints are probably a little tighter at times. You're like, oh my gosh, I need my oil can. You know, it's like from the Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man, where's my oil can? I need oil, please, right there. I'm stuck. If only it was that easy. But it does become easier when we actually move more. So I really want to encourage you to look at how you're moving. Pay attention to that. If you got it nailed, fabulous, wonderful. My hat's off to you. But if you struggle here, then really look at it seriously and go, okay, I really want better health, so how can I move more? If you work from home, guess what? Set your alarm for every 45 minutes. And every 45 minutes, you need to be getting up and doing something different than sitting. If you're one who sits more and maybe you're like, I just need to be standing more, great. You don't have to invest in a very expensive standing desk. You can get just one of those things that raises up your computer. They're like $40. You probably can get them on Amazon, QVC, HSN. And no, they are not a sponsor of this episode, but maybe they should be. But I say all of that to you so it encourages you not to fall into your excuses, not to get lazy, not to just do it because it's easy. Let's look for the simplicity in life, even if it's not easy, and let's get it done. So where are you with your nourishment? Where are you with your movement? And finally, number three, your sleep. Come on, join me. We need more sleep. Who needs more Z's? Maybe for you it's taking a nap. If you're a new mom, let me encourage you. When your baby sleeps, you better be sleeping too. I so believe in that. And then you can begin to adjust your schedule, but give your body time to heal. Think how long it took you to get to where you were to birth that baby, right? Okay. So it's going to take you a little while. Give yourself grace. It's okay that you're feeling tired. It's okay if the dishes don't get done. It's all right. Whether you're a new mom or an old mom, either way, the dishes will still be there. What matters is your health. Sometimes you need to go to bed with dirty dishes in the sink. Just saying. I'm keeping it real. Sometimes you need to let the laundry piles just pile up because you just need to. You don't need to have an excuse. You made a decision and it's a choice because that's what you need right now. We're in October, the last quarter of the year. Going to be bringing on and kicking us out of 2021 into 2022. And I know a lot of us are thinking, can we just kick the pandemic to the curb? Can we get back to more of a normal life, whatever that is? I can't answer that for you. But what I can tell you is that your wealth is in your health. And I want to encourage you to really hone in on better health, not weight loss. That's not life-sustaining. It's actually life-sucking because you get tired of it. You're like, oh, I'm going for this. I'm going to go all in. That all in is hard. And after 14 days, you're done with it. 21 days, you might make it. But then you're like, that's not a lifestyle. And then you go turn around. Next thing you know, 2 quarters later, 6 months later, you're like, oh, I'm 11 and a half pounds with more weight. What had happened? Seriously? Who waved the magic wand over me to gain that extra weight, right? You know what I'm talking about. And as we get older, it's so much harder to get our metabolism kicked back into gear. And come on, my girlfriends out there, you know it. Perimenopause, endomenopause, whoo. That's a totally different episode. You thought weight loss was tough in your 30s and your 40s. You ain't seen nothing yet. So I want you to look at life differently when it comes to healthy living. Better health, not weight loss, not I got to be a number on a scale, not I've got to wear a certain size. I want to go shop the 2s and 4 size. And now you're like, well, now I'm in the 10 and 12. Okay. Maybe you don't want to be in 10 and 12. So don't look at that. Just start thinking, okay, what can I do right now? I'm going to eat a meal that's going to fuel my body. What is good for me right now? Now, if you go out to your favorite restaurant once a week, okay, is that going to hurt for you to enjoy your favorite chimichanga or chips and salsa and maybe your margarita? No, it's once a week. But every other time, can you make a better choice for better health? That's what we're talking about. That's what I want you to see for yourself. I want to encourage you to start where you are. Make a better choice than you did the last time. Whether that is a meal prior or a day of movement, you get to choose. Sometimes you stay up late. Sometimes you go to bed early. Choose what fits for you and include your family. I actually was talking to my son I think it was the beginning of this week. And it's a crazy week for us right now. There is a lot happening in our family right now. There's a major milestone with every single one of us in the family. Seriously, I kid you not. I'm just like, okay, check mark here, that milestone met. Check mark here, that milestone met. It's just one thing after another. Anyway, with that being said, my son's taking his ACT this week and he sometimes stays up a little bit later, sometimes like his mother, which is not always a good thing. And I told him, I said, you know, it's the beginning of the week, baby. You've got the ACT. You need to get on a sleep pattern this week. You need to take care of your body and go to bed. And so last night, what did he do? He said, Mom, I'm going to finish studying right here. And I'm going to review these few flashcards that I have. And then I'm going to bed. It was just after 10 o'clock. I about fell out of my chair. Which is probably a good thing for better health. I needed to stand anyway, right? So it was good that I would fall out of my chair. But I was like, okay, he's listening. See, it includes your family too. Make this season a season of health to expand your wealth so you can impact the world that you touch. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day and stay hydrated. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.